Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was led up by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." And so finally the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. There is a song by country music singer Marty Stewart that came out in 1991 called Tempted. The chorus goes a little bit something like this. Tempted and tried, deep down inside, I can't deny that I'm tempted. The verses go on to state that in her eyes there's mystery. He knows just how it could be. He can't take much more of this. He can't deny it. He's tempted. Now, mind you, Marty was singing about a woman who he found really attractive and mysterious. But it made me think of how often does that song ring true for each of us? How often are we tempted in our lives? How often are we drawn to something that causes us to misplace or misrepresent our identity? Our readings this morning are all about temptation. In our first testament reading, we hear of Adam and Eve in the lush and fruitful Garden of Eden. Together, they lovingly tilled and cared for the land. And in the words of Genesis 1:31, God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. Then along comes that crafty serpent who plants a seed of mistrust in Adam and Eve. He cunningly begins to undermine the relationship that God had with Adam and Eve. And once they start to question that relationship, the serpent then tempts them. He tempts them to eat the forbidden tree. To eat the fruit from the forbidden tree of life, saying that they would gain profound knowledge, that their eyes would be opened, and that they would be just like God. Adam and Eve were tempted to build their own identity by not trusting in God, and we all know how that story turns out. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus is in the wilderness. He has just been baptized by John in the River Jordan, and God has identified him as his own, stating, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." All was right, and all was good in the world. But then the Holy Spirit showed up, and he led Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Where he was tempted, as we heard, not once, but three times. This journey is the basis of our 40-day journey of Lent, and the number 40 is significant in the Bible. It was how long the flood lasted with Noah and his family. It was the length of Moses' visit with God on Mount Sinai. And it was the length of Elijah's walk to the mountain of God. And what we need to remember is that in each of these 40 days, God shows up. Even though there's conflict and struggle and hardship, God shows up. In our reading this morning, gospel reading this morning, Satan first tempts Jesus with bread, knowing that Jesus must have been hungry because he just went 40 days without food. I can only imagine how I would be without 40 days of food. Satan questions him, saying, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. Feed yourself." But Jesus quickly rebukes him, knowing that God had sustained him in those 40 days, and that God would continue to sustain him. If he would have turned the stone into bread, it would have been self-serving. So Jesus does not choose to feed himself, but later on, he turns one loaf of bread into enough bread to feed 5,000. Jesus came to be served. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. He does not use his power for personal gain. Satan then tempts Jesus for a second time, testing his faithfulness, trust, and trying to leave Jesus in a vulnerable state. Satan took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, and he questioned Jesus, saying, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you." Satan thinks that by using scripture, he can deceive Jesus. But again, Jesus rebukes him, knowing that his trust and his faith completely lie in the glory of God. Jesus only uses his power for good. In the third and final temptation, Satan takes Jesus to a mountaintop. He outstretches his arms and he shows him the kingdom of the world in all of its splendor, saying, "You can have all of this. All you need to do is fall down and worship me." Jesus then shouts his last rebuttal, saying, "Away with you, Satan! For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Jesus does not turn away from God. He instead remains steadfast to God's love and word. He was humble and he trusted in the Lord. He understood his identity. He knew what being the Son of God meant. And with that, Satan quickly leaves and the angels of the Lord surround Jesus. Now, it is important for us to understand that Satan did not tempt Jesus to question his identity. He knew exactly who Jesus was. He knew that Jesus was the Son of God. He did, however, try to tempt Jesus to challenge his character, to see how Jesus would use his identity. And each time he was tempted, Jesus relied on his relationship with God to carry him. He resisted the queries of Satan. He trusted in the grace and mercy of God. And in doing so, he took one step closer to the cross that would ultimately take his life, the same cross that gives us eternal life and eternal love in the welcoming arms of God. How often is our identity challenged by temptation? Most often we are challenged by temptation when our lives are hard, when we feel stressed, sick, worried, or anxious, when we don't feel good enough or strong enough, when we feel unloved and unworthy. We fall prey to the belief that stuff, be it drugs or alcohol, infidelity or wealth, will give us power and and a sense of control in an out-of-control world. We believe that in giving in to temptation, that it will make us worthy and important in the eyes of others. But in reality, it simply leaves us feeling more tired, more anxious, and more stressed. The feeling of inadequacy doesn't go away. Is that truly who God is calling us to be in the world? In this time of Lent, we are called to rebuild and reconcile our relationship with God. And we do that through prayer, giving, fasting, service, and reflection. We are called to remember who we are and who we belong to. In the waters of our baptism, we were given an incredible gift and an incredible promise. In the drops of that life-giving water, we died to our old selves, and we were reborn, and we were named beloved children of God. And this gift of love is enough to get us through the temptation that enters into our lives. In this gift, God says that we are loved, that we are enough, and that there is more than enough to go around for everyone. But, and there's always a but, it's pretty well known that each of us will enter into wilderness, our own wilderness throughout our lives. There will be times of temptation when we are hungry, when our faith is tested and replaced with doubt and anguish. There will be times when the need for power and control overtakes us. There will be times when we are tempted, because we're human. We're all sinners who are perfectly imperfect. But it is in these challenging times that we remember who gave us life and who never leaves us. God never left Jesus, and he never left Noah, Moses, or Elijah. And he will never leave us. Even though we are tempted, even though we make mistakes, God never leaves us, and we are loved. As children of God, we are called to respond to one another in love. We are called to have empathy for those who are struggling. We are called to serve one another without judgment and harsh criticism. That is what this journey of Lent is all about. It is recognizing our identity as Christians and as beloved children of God. And it is understanding that we are called to do with, it is understanding what we are called to do with that identity, knowing that each of us have value and worth in the world. So even though we're tempted, know that you are loved. Let it be so. Amen.